Welcome to this edition of Mondays with the Mayors. I'm Alan Lytle. This is a program where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky communities, and it's the final one of 2012, and joining me on the phone today is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, sir.
Good morning, Alan.
And Mayor Gray, you just recently announced, barely at the halfway point in your first term, that you are running for re-election. Wanted to get your thoughts on what was behind that decision.
Well, I routinely say that even on a bad day, this is a great job. And so, you know, I think that Lexington is just the place to be. I wanted to get that out of the way and keep working on the opportunities that we have, the problems that we have, and so just decided to go ahead with it.
There's really no one that has, at this point, challenged you or said that they intend to run for mayor. Obviously, you want to be out front with that. Do you anticipate a vigorous campaign?
Hey, you know, this is America, and politics and campaigns are what our history is all about, so I certainly expect a campaign, and I would certainly expect someone to stand up and say, you know, look, this is a great job. I'd like to have it too.
All right, moving on. Last week, your finance department announced that Lexington closed out fiscal year 2012 with a $3.3 million surplus. That was against a projection of $27 million in the hole, so wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, in the private sector, Alan, we'd call that a turnaround, and I feel like I'm justly proud of that. We've had to tackle some challenges. I'm proud that the council has worked with me and with the administration. But coming into office 2 years ago, we faced an immediate $9 million hole that we had to dig out of. We had as much as a $17 million hole in our health insurance plan, and we've turned that around. And, you know, we've created a better system that's actually working better for employees. So to see that kind of good management applied and then see the results is, I'll admit, it's very gratifying. Now, we've got a long ways to go. We've got some real tough problems still with our police and fire pension. Just met on that yesterday with the state legislature. We've got some real tough challenges across the board in many respects, but we're on the right track, and we've got something going here, and that's always encouraging. You know, I like to say that there's three things that I committed to as goals in this administration. Create jobs, number one. Create the environment for jobs. Run government efficiently and build a great American city. And I believe when people feel good about their city, they'll feel good about themselves. And there's a whole lot to be said for that, because the spirit of a place, I discovered that in a private business. When you have a culture of high performance, when you have a culture of people committed and passionate about the place, then you're more than likely going to have some good success.
And I want to go back a little bit about the announcement about fiscal year 2012 and the $3.3 million surplus. And as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, this represented what we would call a balanced approach, cutting expenses, but at the same time looking at new streams of revenue.
Well, what we had to do was reduce expenses, and the administration and employees in our government are really to be commended, because, you know, tightening the belt is always tough. But we had to work on some really tough issues. We had collective bargaining with police and fire and stabilizing those costs, and we had to stabilize our health insurance costs that were running $37 million, and that was $17 million over budget. So it was more about reducing our cost basis. But yes, some revenues were better than expected. Our occupational taxes, the city depends heavily on occupational taxes. Some insurance revenues, insurance fee revenues, and some corporate profit taxes. So we were up generally, but the challenging thing is we also had to take over the billings for our sewer system that Kentucky American water abandonments on. And, of course, that was that is continuing to be a challenge, and we don't know how those numbers are going to come out yet. So we've still got some challenges out in front of us.
And one of the biggest challenges, as you have mentioned before, is the pension system with Lexington. And you were in Frankfurt the other day. I'll give you a chance to tell everyone how you felt that meeting went.
Well, you know, it was a good meeting. It was a healthy meeting. It was a report out. It was a report to the legislators. You know, most people don't realize that the legislature actually controls this issue. They control. We're the only city in the state where the legislature governs our police and fire pension. And so we have to work on it ourselves. That's what we've been doing for more than a year, and this is the second round in 5 years where we've established a task force to try to address the problem. Now, we've got a big problem. We put $130 million in bonded debt into trying to stabilize this fire and pension fund. It's now up to $530 million, but it's still, by actuarial standards, by the actuarial judgment, we're still more than $200 million underfunded. Okay, now these are numbers that get really abstract, and, you know, kind of people doze off on them, but they are a liability. And as much as we put into it, we are today more underwater, almost $300 million with the new actuarial report. Even after we put $130 million and another $60 million in cash, we're still underwater. So it means if you're looking at this, if you're looking at it from an income and expense statement or a balance sheet statement, it's bad. And it's not getting any better. So we've got to make a change. Now, the good news was Senator Damon Thayer, recently elected majority leader of the Senate, is the chair of the committee that we appeared before. I was there along with Chris Bartley, Rob Serantonio, and a consultant that we brought in, B.J. Kapoor, with a firm called Public Finance Management. Senator Thayer said to us, "We all know you've got a problem. And if you can't work this out, you know, we think local control is something that you ought to consider. Because it's really cumbersome to try to work on a problem, have the responsibility for the problem, but not the authority."
So where do we go from here?
Well, I'm still very optimistic, and that's why I was so pleased that that representatives from the fire union and the police union were with me yesterday. We're all acknowledging that we got a problem. Now, this is a democratic process, and you know you're going to have different points of view, and I respect so much. I respect these guys. I respect Rob. I respect Chris. I respect all the police and fire retirees and the active duty folks. So, you know, even when you got these different opinions, what you try to say is, you know, let's keep coming back to the table. Let's keep trying to work on this. Let's have a commitment to working together. And that's what we've got. Now, we've got a short fuse on this because, you know, legislature meets in January, and we're hoping to have an agreement on where we can go with stabilizing and adjusting the plan for the future.
A final question, Mr. Mayor. The task force, where are they in their deliberations, shall we say?
Well, the consultant has joined in the process. The consultant's reviewing the actuarial reports, that is the data that tells us where we are, projects forward what kind of funds we're going to have, and then that tells us what adjustments to benefits might be required or expected, and what adjustments to revenues might be appropriate.
All right. Well, we are out of time for today. I want to thank you, Mayor Jim Gray, for being our guest on Mondays with the Mayors. And as we always say, best of luck to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Alan. Really appreciate you doing this.